like an animal, talks like an animal, must be an animal. Come hear the animals, talking animal, talking animal. Talks like an animal, must be an animal. Come hear the animals, talking animals, talking animals.
Good morning. This is Talking Animals at Duncan Strauss, and today we're presenting a special split edition of the show. So I will play back a short interview I recorded yesterday with Nico Case, the singer-songwriter Animal Guardian, who performs a rare Tampa concert this Friday at the Orpheum. Case has long incorporated nature and animal themes into her music. She's a longtime animal champion, and she's an occasional spokesperson for Best Friends Animal Society. In the conversation we recorded yesterday, we discussed cats, greyhounds, and other dogs, and Twitter, among other topics. We'll hear that conversation later in the program, plus two or three Nico Case songs along the way. More immediately, we're going to do something I try to work into the show every year or so, year and a half, and that is to open up the Talking Animals format, giving voice to a broader array of animal organizations and leaders who are now, at this very moment, in fact, invited to briefly describe, call in, I should say first, and briefly describe their organizations, promote fundraisers or other events. This segment will also provide airtime to listeners who may have important animal-oriented information to announce or comments to offer on animal news or developments in animal welfare. I'll place these calls on the air randomly and unscreened, which I believe makes the processes fair and egalitarian, if I may use that word, as possible. So just two ground rules to give as many people as possible the opportunity. I ask that you do keep it brief when you call in, figure 2 to 3 minutes, and I'll help keep things within those limits myself. And please do not mention the price or cost of any product, service, or event, even if it's free. The number to call is 813-239-9663. This is the ideal time to call in while we outline some information about the WMNF winner fund drive. Indeed, the WMNF winter fund drive starts 1 week from today. I won't belabor the huge, nutty fundraising goal I'm always assigned, other than to say I just learned it's $3,200 in less than an hour. But I will say I'd really appreciate it if you'd make an early donation in support of Talking Animals. If you like the show, if you appreciate the work I do, the interviews I conduct, please make a pledge today of any amount, $35, $50, $100, $400, whatever you're able to donate in support of Talking Animals, WMNF, and me. You can go right to talkinganimals.net, and there's information about the fund drive and how to easy, quick ways to pledge and support. And a little sneak preview of what I'm about to talk about, our exclusive gifts. We always have great gifts exclusive to Talking Animals to thank you for pledges at various levels, including an amazing pair of tickets to see Fleetwood Mac, February 18th at Amalie Arena, the brand new Royal Blue Talking Animals t-shirt, the week-long stay at the Hawaiian condo on the island of Kauai, special clippers that can safely trim the nails of small cats, birds, reptiles, and other small animals, DVD copies of Blackfish, and more. For details, photos, simple and fast ways to pledge again, please visit the Talking Animals website, talkinganimals.com. Okay, we're going to move into the callers as guest portion of the show. Call 813-239-9663. And we'll hear a little bit later in the show, we'll hear that interview with Nico Case. Right now, we're going to hear a song by Nico from her latest album, Hell On. This is Last Lion of Albion on WMNF.
Last line of Albion, now use you for centuries.
That was Nico Case from her latest album, Hell On, with Last Lion of Albion. Nico's again performing at the Orpheum in Tampa on this Friday, February 1st. And I'll play back my interview with her later in the program. Right now, though, we're going to hear some callers as guests. Again, these folks called 813-239-9663. And we invite you to do the same. Just again, the quick ground rules. Keep it short, 2 to 3 minutes. Please don't mention the cost or price of any event, service, etc. Even if it's free. That's where it's a little bit tricky, perhaps. So anyway, we're going to put callers on the air, like I say, randomly and unscreened. And we'll just see what we can learn about some organizations and events coming up in the animal world. Hi, you're on Talking Animals.
And it's Don Goldstein.
Hey, Don.
How are you today?
Good.
Just want to let everybody know that our Greyhound Rescue and Adopt Day is having a happy hour at 610 Brewing this Saturday from noon to 4 p.m. There'll be live music. There'll be a raffle of some fantastic prizes, including race tickets, bus tickets, all kinds of stuff from Disney. People can get there, bring their dogs. It's one of the most dog-friendly places you'll ever find in Tampa. That's 10 Brewing. We'll be there from noon to 4. Food will be served. We'll have broth and homemade spaghetti. Leslie, the lady that owns the place, makes just phenomenal spaghetti. So everybody's welcome to come on out.
Okay, well, that sounds great. So that's this Saturday, noon to 4, 6110 Brewing, you said?
610 Brewing is
610,
the name.
Sorry, yeah, I got an Brewing. Extra numeral in there for some reason. I don't know why. But,
it's at 7052 Benjamin Road in Tampa.
Okay.
For the airport.
And for people who are driving around and may not be able to jot stuff down, is there a Facebook event page or some other information online where people could come back later and just sort out the details, Don?
Sure is. It's on our Facebook page, Great Incorporated. All the details are there. And
okay.
All proceeds go to Great Incorporated to help us rescue the Greyhounds.
Okay, and in this case, that Great is spelled G-R-E-Y-T, correct?
No, T-H.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right, because they say things are great, but in this case, it is an acronym. Okay, gotcha.
Right, yeah.
Okay, cool, Don. Well, thank you so much. We'll look forward to that on Saturday.
Great. Thanks, Duncan.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on Talking Animals.
Hi, this is Dee Gow calling from Save Nosy Now.
So, I'm sorry, what did...
Duncan?
Hey, what did you say your name was?
I'm Dee Gow from
Save
Nosy Now.
Oh, Dee! Sorry, I missed that first part, dropped out. So, cool. From Save Nosy Now.
Doing?
Great. What's going on, Dee?
Well, we always have a lot going on, Duncan.
Yeah.
I was just calling to maybe tell people a little bit about our organization, what we do, and the exciting documentary that we are having a fundraiser for in April.
Okay.
We are Save Nosy Now, and essentially our mission is to, through the use of litigation, education, and intervention, that will ultimately lead to sanctuaries for captive elephants in circuses and zoos. We are the only nonprofit in the United States that focuses solely on captive elephants. And currently, we are putting together a documentary by the name of Broken, which represents the fact that elephants have to be broken in order to perform, and that the system is broken, the system designed to protect them. And what Broken is going to do is expose the government complacency and complicit acts that ultimately lead to these animals being placed in these captive situations and being left there essentially to live out their lives and die. So we are working with actually a Tampa local, 12-time Emmy Award-winning investigative journalist. A lot of your listeners may be familiar with Mike Deason. Deason Media is producing this documentary. And I'm actually going to be heading to California next week to do some interviews, very exciting interviews with the Performing Animal Welfare Society out there. Dr. Tony Frohoff, I believe, has been a guest on your program.
Yeah, just last week, in fact, yeah.
Yes, and also Jan and Tim, Jan Creamer and Tim Phillips from ADI will be meeting with them next week as well.
Okay.
So we want to let people know that on April 19th at Beachside Fusion, in Indian Harbor Beach, we'll be having a very fun fundraiser. A little bit of information in the beginning, but then there's going to be basically a cocktail party, raffles, giveaways, all kinds of fun stuff from 6 to 10 p.m. So I'm just asking people to save that date, April 19th. It's a Friday evening.
Okay, Dee, like I had asked Don before, is there somewhere online where people could go and find that information if they can't jot it down now, or just to make sure they get all the details correct in their calendar?
Yes. Actually, we just booked this yesterday. It's being put on our website now. So
okay.
They can go to info@savenosynow.org. The information should be on there within the next day or so. And they can always go to our Facebook page as well, Save Nosy Now and Save Nosy Now, Inc.
Okay, great. And we should probably clarify for those who don't know that Nosy, of course, is a very famous elephant that has had a rough go many of those rough years in Florida and is now living and hopefully permanently will live at the Elephant Sanctuary in Tennessee. So that's the namesake.
That is correct.
Yeah, so that's good to know for anybody who cares about elephants, wants to help other elephants in the same sort of straits as Nosy. And so again, Save Nosy. .org. That event sounds great on April 19th. Dee, thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you, Duncan. Nice talking to you. Take
Likewise.
Care.
Take care. Okay, so we're going to hear another Nico Case song. Again, we do encourage you to do what Don and Dee did. If you'd like to give us some information about an event coming up, maybe like just give us a little overview about your organization if it hasn't been featured yet on Talking Animals, or if there's an update that you want us to know, 813-239-9663. You certainly do have the option, of course, as usual, to email dj@wmnf.org or text 813-433-0885. Emphasizing phone calls today, but we certainly will consider some of those, especially if the messages are short. So we're going to hear another Nico song. And again, in the meantime, if you'd like to call in 813-239-9663 and tell us a little bit about your organization or just something in animal news lately. There's certainly been a lot of news in the animal realm lately, and or anything about animal welfare that you feel like should be discussed or aired or called attention to, we're game. 813-239-9663. In the meantime, let's hear an animal song very much so from Nico Case. This is People Got a Lot of Nerve on WMNF. That's Nico Case with People Got a Lot of Nerve from her Middle Cyclone album. Very much an animal-oriented song, as many of her songs are over the years. So again, we'll get into our conversation with her a little bit, but we're going to hear our animal comedy piece shortly. Looks like we have at least one person ready to fill us in on some stuff. And again, today, if you just tuned in, we are doing kind of a special split edition of Talking Animals. A little bit later, we'll be hearing our interview with Nico Case, great singer-songwriter, animal advocate, and again playing the Orpheum in Tampa on Friday, amongst other Florida dates, which is a rarity in itself, which we also touch on in the interview. But the other part, the main part of the show today, besides the usual elements, is what we call callers as guests, where people are invited to call in briefly and tell us about their organization, their animal rescue, their animal organization for other purposes, events that may be on the horizon, adoption events, fundraisers, other things, or if there's something in the news related to animals or animal welfare that you'd like to discuss or call attention to or make sure that we didn't miss, 813-239-9663. And again, there is the option, as always, to send an email to dj@wmnf.org or text 813-433-0885 if you're shy about talking on the air or just think it might be better to be in written form. As long as it's brief, that's totally fine as well. So let's get another one of our callers as guests on the air. Hi, you're on Talking Animals.
Hi, Duncan.
Yeah, hi, it's you.
Hi, this is Diane Kuhn with Forest Voices for Animals.
Okay, hi, Diane.
Hi, how are you today?
Great, how about yourself?
Good, good. Yeah, I'm calling today. I'm from Forest Voices for Animals. We're a nonprofit local animal rights group here in the Tampa Bay area. And I wanted to call today to remind everybody about our Have a Heart fundraiser that's coming up February 23rd. And the fundraiser is going to be from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., and we're going to be having Dr. Reddy as our speaker. He's an interventional cardiologist at James Haley Medical Center. And he is board certified in lifestyle medicine. And his mission is to spread the power of lifestyle and the whole foods, plant-based nutrition. So he'll be speaking. And then we also have Pharmacy Vegan Kitchen and Bakery. They will be catering the meal that night. And we have lots of fun stuff. We have a silent auction, and we'll have awards. We have Animal Hero of the Year, and we have Animal Activist of the Year.
Wow.
So it's a real fun evening. I don't know if I told you, but it's 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's going to be at Northdale Recreation Center. And for tickets, all you have to do is go to www.floridavoicesforanimals.org, and you can check out for tickets there and make your RSVP.
Okay, well, that sounds simple, and we got all the info and ways to track down further, so that sounds great, Diane. Well, thank you so much for calling in and letting us know.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye-bye. Hi, you're on Talking Animals.
Hey, Duncan, it's good to hear your show. As always, stay warm, my friend.
Thanks.
Yeah, baby. So some good news, amazingly, out of Congress and the Trump administration. And then some bad news.
All right. First, do you want to say your name, even though I think I know quite clearly?
Yeah, this is Steve.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So first, the good news. The Congress passed the Farm Bill, and in the Farm Bill, it actually has protections. This is kind of really bizarre in a way, if you think about it. But it's the Pet and Women Safety Act. Yes, you heard that right. They are equivocating or making equivalent pets and women and saying you shouldn't do violence to them.
Yeah, I had seen that, but I don't know.
So there you have it. Another part of the Farm Bill is seeking to end cockfighting. Yay. Another part of the Farm Bill seeks to end the burgeoning trade in dog and cat meat. So we have some victories there.
Yeah.
Now, the sad news is, in the Pacific Northwest, where humans have stolen away native salmon populations, crashing them due to overfishing, habitat loss, poisoning, climate change, sea lions and other animals that for, you know, many millennia have eaten salmon, they're being blamed for the salmon, quote, shortage that the fishing industry is experiencing. So they just okayed the shooting and other killing of sea lions.
Ugh.
So two steps forward, one step back, and let's, you know, the animals need us, and they need everybody to donate to your show and to do whatever they can in their personal lives to advocate for those who can't advocate for themselves.
Well, I appreciate the notion of donating to WNF by way of supporting Talking Animals, so that's great.
Yeah.
So, Steve, I certainly saw this, but I can't recall off the top of my head. How extensive, how wide is this new legislation about the sea lions?
Apparently, it's going up the Washington coast and the Oregon coast, but it's a, you know, it's a federal government regulation, And so it would be extended to wherever the fishing industry lobbyists can bribe some wild, you know, U.S. Fish and Wildlife official to say that the sea lions are taking, quote, too many salmon. It's totally ironic when you think of it. It's just like with shark attacks. Like people go, sharks attacked and killed 20 humans last year worldwide. Okay, so how many sharks did humans kill worldwide last year? But you don't hear those kinds of questions asked.
Yeah, well, all right,
but
well, that's...
Keep on doing great work, my friend, and I just hope that, you know, the conscience... I just think it's bizarre that people, you know, they love their dog or their cat, but they don't love all the other animals, some of whom are, you know, just as majestic and fun and amazing and sentient as their dog or their cat. But what we do to the weakest among us, including animals, is what we do to each other. And if we install compassion and ethics and empathy into our mindset at the personal dietary choice level, what we do for recreation, like by not fishing, not hunting, then we start to build a sweeter society, a kinder society for all humans.
And I assume, Steve, when you're urging people not to fish, you're talking expressly to the sea lions.
The sea lions, you know, they have no choice but to fish.
Yeah, of course I'm kidding.
But it is funny because I go on to the beaches sometimes, and I'll sometimes stop and talk to fishermen, and I'll say, has a fish ever done this to you or your family? Tricked you, hooked you, gutted you? And they're like, well, who cares? Fish don't feel pain. I'm like, really? They don't? Do they have any rights at all? Nope. And it's a strange conversation when you talk to people, and I do talk to all kinds of people, hunters too, be out hiking, see guys hunting. Hey guys, do you have something against deer, raccoons, squirrels? Did they harm you when you were young? When you look at them, do you just hate them and want to harm them? Why are you doing this? And they say, first of all, that it's fun. Second of all, their daddy taught them to do it. And third, some of them pull out the, we're helping to control the population canard. That is, you know, one of the main defenders of hunting is that because we've killed all the apex predators, if we don't kill the animals that those apex predators used to eat, there'll be too many of them. We'll run into the deer in the highway and stuff like that.
Yeah. All right, Steve. Well, thanks as always for calling in, and appreciate it, and appreciate kind words about the show, and including urging people to support Talking Animals. Again, our fund drive starts 1 week from today, so we are up to bat first. Actually, Jeff Stewart's show is up first, but we're up the first morning on the winter fund drive. So again, I urge you to go to talkinganimals.net. Simple, easy ways to pledge are laid out there, and also all the thank you gifts that you can only get by supporting Talking Animals, including our fabulous new t-shirt. It looks like someone did do a tip jar donation to seek the new t-shirt, so that's great. So we're going to have, I think, one more caller as guest at the moment, then maybe hear our animal comedy piece, and then perhaps after that we'll hear our interview with Nico Case. Hi, you're on Talking Animals. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, yeah, my name's Suzanne King.
Hi, Suzanne King.
How are you?
Good. What did you call in to share about in the animal world or about your organization or whatever the case may be?
I work with the Gulfport Merchants Chamber, and we have an event coming up at the end of February. It's called Gulfports Get Rescued, and we host about 50 different animal rescue groups who are, educating the public on being a pet owner. They provide services for people that own pets. We try to get lots of animals adopted. And what we do is we raise funds for the rescues and give them back all of the money at the end of the event. So
great.
They get a free space, and then they actually get paid to come.
Can't beat that. And you guys have been doing this for how many years? Because this is long-standing, great event.
Yeah, this is our 15th year.
Yeah, so we've highlighted on the show before. Why don't you give me either a website or a Facebook event page or something where people could find out, sounds like we've got just about a month before it kicks in, but just so people can find out some details and make their plans.
Sure, we have a Facebook page, Gulfports Get Rescued, Gulfport with an S, Get Rescued. We're also on Instagram under the same handle.
Great. Okay, Suzanne. Well, thank you for calling and letting us know.
All right. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
You too. Hi, you're on Talking Animals. Hello. It's you. Are you there?
Hi. I don't even know what I called.
Okay. Well, you know, I have even less idea why you called. But if you have something you'd like to tell us about an animal organization you're involved with or an event coming up or just an animal.
Okay. So where do I call and find out information about the event? I see on your webpage that there is an event on Friday. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm sorry about interfering with it, whatever you have.
Okay. Are you talking about the Lucinda Williams Drive-By Truckers show? Sadly, that has sold out some days ago, so I'm afraid that that doesn't look good for you for this time around.
Okay, so there's no tickets available.
At this point, as far as I know, it's sold out and has been for, I think, at least a couple of weeks, so I'm very sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, let's hear some animal comedy at this point. This is Jen Grant with a piece called Pet Chimp. In today's Comedy Corner on Talking Animals on WMNF, and then we may come back and hear that interview with Nico Case on Talking Animals on WMNF.
Then I heard about this other woman who had a pet chimp. Did you hear about that, where it attacked her friend? Did you hear about it? It was a really sad story, but I have a joke about it. So this woman, I know a lot about the story because it happened in Connecticut, and I actually worked there at a comedy club. This woman in the audience told me a lot about it. So this woman owned a pet chimp, which doesn't sound healthy to begin with. It's probably not a good idea to start off. Like, just in your living room, that's weird. Then, this is true, the chimp was on Xanax. The prescription drug, is that even a real situation happening on Earth? Like, hi, I have a pet chimp on Xanax, pardon, are you sure? So this is what happened, okay? This is what happened. So the chimp got out of its cage and he freaked out because he didn't recognize its owner because she got a haircut. I think that's funny, actually. Because what a terrible way to find out your makeover worked, you know? Oh, I really do look different. Rip. And don't worry, she's not here. You got me thinking, why would a woman want a pet chimp? But women are always complaining that their husbands don't notice they got their hair done. This chimp was like, you got your hair done, ah! So anyway, she called her friend to get the friend to help get the chimp back in the cage, and the friend actually went over. Would you ever go over? No way, right? How are you qualified? That's ridiculous. What's that, your pet chimp on Xanax is freaking out? Okay, I'll be right there. Let me just Google what to do. There's no Google for that, actually. Well, there probably is at this point. So anyway, I think she's too good of a friend. That's too much to ask from a friend, right? Like, I can't even pick up my friends from the airport. What's this woman thinking? Hello, Rachel? Yeah, my pet cobra's escapes in the tool shed. The lights are burnt out. You're gonna have to feel around for it. Yeah, I should mention it's on OxyContin. Yeah, it didn't recognize me. I got my eyebrows waxed. Okay, we'll see you in 5.
That was Jen Grant with a piece called Pet Chimp, taken from her album Nobody Likes Your Homemade Wine. And a quick addition, one of our emailers wrote in to say, I appreciate Steve's call, but he didn't get the Pet and Women's Safety Act quite right, so you may want to search for that online. There is a link here that's too long for me to probably quote accurately on the air, but just to get a few more details squared away, this caller suggests searching for that. So right now we are going to play back the interview I recorded yesterday with Nico Case, who plays the Orpheum in Tampa this Friday, February 1st. So this is Nico Case on Talking Animals on WMNF. Hello, Nico Case.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us again on Talking Animals. Now, this, as you might recall, is ostensibly an animal show, so it may be incumbent on us to at least begin our conversation chatting about animals. So when we spoke 3 or 4 years ago, I was surprised to hear that you, a confirmed dog nut, that your heart at that time at least belonged to a cat named Marty.
Well, I don't think of Marty any differently. Like, I don't really make any sort of species distinctions at home.
Okay.
So,
okay.
And Marty sadly has passed on.
Oh, yikes. Wow.
I'm happy, well,
great way
I'm
to,
happy
open the,
to honor some Marty.
Yeah, great way to open the interview. Let's get right into an animal that has since passed. Excellent. So
he lived the happiest life of any creature has ever managed to do. So,
I'm
sad and I miss him. It's very selfish because Marty just, he was the most okay with himself living being that has ever been.
Wow. Sounds like
I aspire to be that happy.
Yeah, it sounds like there's lessons for us all there in the way Marty lived his life. So
it's true.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to hear Marty's no longer with us, but it sounds like his influence still sustains and
it does.
Yeah.
And he taught my other three cats. Well, he taught two of my other cats to hunt. So they have his incredible assassin skills, and then my middle cat, Chet, who learned how to hunt from Marty, is now teaching the baby Krampus how to hunt. And so Marty's teachings will live on.
Yeah, so it's the hunting gift that keeps on giving to the subsequent cats.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, is this all on the farm, these cats and these hunting exercises and lessons?
Oh, yeah.
So how are things there? I mean, I was still very sorry to hear about the fire. How has everything kind of recovered since then?
It hasn't. I mean, there's... You know, things have been taken away, like rubble and asbestos, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't really been rebuilt or anything. It's not like there hasn't really been time. Basically, right now, I get home and sometimes I have enough time to go through like part of a container to look at damaged stuff.
Oh, geez.
And see if anything's worth saving. But I mean, it's a very long process.
Yeah.
Dealing with that takes a long time, so.
Well, geez.
My heart is totally with people who've lost everything to fire and flood these past couple years that have been incredibly ruinous for people all over the place.
Yeah, it's really been unprecedented devastation, so I'm sorry that you're going through that yourself.
Well, I didn't lose any loved ones, which is the greatest thing you can ask for, so
yeah.
I feel very fortunate, of course, but, you know, some people lost everything and their loved ones.
Right, so, no, just horrible outcomes for those folks. So
I'm really a fun time on your show today.
Well, I'm asking all the right questions. Okay, let's open with the cat that died, and then I thought things were actually going to be further along on the farm, so I didn't think I'd be asking such a huge bummer.
Oh,
so
God, it takes forever.
Yeah.
Marty died a happy natural death. So
yeah.
he rang the bell before he went out and he slam dunked it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. What a way
and
to
he,
go.
He inspires me. Yeah. Like a good death. A good death is really a beautiful thing. My dog, my old shepherd dog Liza, had the same thing, and I just feel like I'm saluting her all the time.
Yeah.
Like, man, I want to do that. That is as good as it gets right there.
Yeah, that's it's good inspiration for when our time comes. So now, speaking of dogs, which we already have been sort of, or at least peripherally, if I'm not mistaken, some of the dogs that you've lived with over the years have been retired greyhounds. Is that, do I have
yes.
that? Yeah.
Yes, I've had many retired greyhounds.
That's what I thought. So I imagine you saw that Florida passed this constitutional amendment that will phase out greyhound racing.
Yeah.
Across the state. So
I'm so proud of you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Sometimes occasionally we get something right. Yeah. So
yeah, well, I mean, it's such an, you know, sure, dogs have fun running. They love to run, but you know, they don't like living in cages 23 hours a day and being shot up with drugs and, you know, neglected and not socialized, and they're really social, friendly, curious, silly little souls, you know, that's not right.
Well, I think we swept out quite a huge percentage of the country's greyhound racing market.
In the last
couple
of years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. So let me let folks know, this is Talking Animals on WNF. I'm Duncan Strauss, and my guest is singer-songwriter, animal guardian, Nico Case. Her latest album is Hell On, and this conversation was recorded yesterday. So you're on what looks like a pretty sprawling tour. How is the tour going at this point?
It's going well. It is a very long and sprawling tour. It's about a year total with some breaks here and there.
Yeah.
So it's pretty major, but I mean, that's what you aim to do as a musician.
Right.
I like to play live music, so
now
I'm so okay with it.
Cool. Well, that's good, especially because this looks like, on paper at least, and I know this is only a portion of it, like a recipe for road burn if you weren't truly loving it, and if the shows weren't just juicing you up along the way, because that's there's a lot of stuff into Australia and other countries, and just a lot of dates. So now I've lived in Florida.
You gotta love the people you're with to be able to do that.
Yeah, which you clearly do with your band, and which brings me to this. I've lived in Florida like 13, 14 years now, and in my experience, you've rarely played Florida. Luckily, I've caught you on many times on the West Coast, including a Bumbershoot a bunch of times. With the last time, by the way, you were wearing a safety vest, I think, that you got with your chainsaw, which also cracked me up. But what is it, just the routing that Florida dates seem so rare, relatively speaking?
I think so, and I'm not alone. There are a lot of bands aren't really able to make it to Florida very easily. Yet, I think the most requests I get to go anywhere are from fans in Florida saying, hey, why aren't you coming to Florida? And it took a couple years to get it together, but I listened, and so we're doing a bunch of dates in Florida right now. So this tour is actually known as the Florida Tour.
Oh, wow. Well, that's great.
On the bus.
The Making Up for Lost Time tour. Yeah.
Yeah. So, because Florida deserves live music just like everyone else does.
For sure. And like you kind of alluded to, I mean, there are a lot of tours that just, again, because it's practical and routing things are just such that people get to about Atlanta, and then that's as far this direction as they go.
And then they turn.
Yeah.
Either go north or east or whatever.
Yes.
But
so our hearty thanks for you for coming all the way in and doing five or six dates in Florida, no less. So that's great.
Well, you're welcome. It's a pleasure. I don't really get to come to Florida ever. So it benefits us, too.
That's cool. Yeah.
I mean, there's no part of North America that I don't like to visit. So I don't, like, there's no reason I've ever not come to Florida that wasn't just practical.
Right.
But it was never a snub, so.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
We're going to overdo it this time, and you guys will be like, can we please have another band besides Nico Case's band?
I think that's very unlikely. Very unlikely. But
I'm going for that, though.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I'm trying to make you guys sick of me in this next week.
Okay, I don't think that's going
to happen. In a nice way.
Yeah, nicest way possible. I'm trying to make you sick of me. But I know we have only just a couple or so minutes left, so let's talk a little bit about Twitter. Now, your Twitter feed is, I think, particularly great. It's so rich and varied. It might be you retweeting a video of a dog or a horse running through the snow, and then it might be raising really important questions about how women artists are viewed and how their work is responded to relative to the way male artists are, and then there might be a clip of you playing the piano with your bum. So any random part of your Twitter feed, those things are likely to pop up. So it seems like Twitter just gives you great pleasure and you're having a lot of fun, yet at times, obviously, with the other part of that, that you're really thinking, okay, this is still also a great medium to communicate or retweet in some cases, highly serious, important messages.
Yeah, I think it's really great I've kind of been using it as a listening tool a lot. And of course, you know, I still tweet a lot and I say lots of really enjoy posting photos and videos of mine and everyone else's animals. But and this is not me complimenting myself, by the way. It's just something that's really important, is listening to people who, you know, are having a hard time or there's issues regarding people. And everyone has an opinion. Like, for an example, Native Americans hardly are ever invited to discussions about issues involving them.
Yeah.
Which is the creepiest, weirdest, most colonialist, narrow view ever. So, you know, I follow a lot of incredible indigenous activists and writers and musicians and artists and a huge swath of people who are really incredible and have really amazing things to say. And I want to make sure that, like, if I'm following people and I'm getting such great insight from them, and most importantly, like, no matter how hostile the environment is, they still show up and they still are trying to teach and they're still trying to engage. And, you know, they don't have to be sweet while they do it. They can be mad while they do it. And it's important to listen to that and to hear it and to learn. It's not always about, you know, saying something back or making yourself feel like you're not part of the problem, or it's about listening. And that's been some of the most liberating, gorgeous stuff that I've been involved in a long time. Like, I've learned more listening to people than I have, you know, going out and reading things. And I would love to disengage from social media completely, but I think I would miss those people too much. And that includes activists of all different kinds and, you know, all different backgrounds and races and ethnicities, et cetera. And different, you know, people across the gender spectrum, too. We as, you know, just middle American culture, especially white culture, we just forget people. We just take for granted that everything's about, you know, middle American white people, which obviously it is not. So rounding out the picture and talking about things that are happening that are really, really horrible is really important. When you're engaging in that, like, you learn about things that are so beautiful that you had no idea. And that's like the gold.
Yeah. Well, that's part of, I guess, what strikes me about your feed is this thing that you're talking about in terms of listening and how the importance of that, and that there's so many people that you obviously follow that you think should be listened to or that you clearly listen to. And then something happens, since you mentioned Native Americans, this is a good example. When that whole debacle happened in Washington, D.C., you had a number of tweets of people that you recommend, at least, that people should follow that were Native American artists, writers, other people with other backgrounds or expertise, that if people really, really wanted to get a much better grounding and understanding with that whole controversy swirling around, there were all these great resources that you're recommending for people to just take or leave. But still, it was really helpful, I thought.
Yeah, and there's a thing that still really haunts me about that, and that is that I remember reading a tweet by a woman that I think I retweeted, and she was an Indigenous woman, and she was talking about how sad it was that it was Indigenous People's Day, and they had the Indigenous People's March, which was incredible, and these people were coming to pray and speak and sing and do all these other things that are crucial and gorgeous and important to their culture, and they were coming with it respectfully, and they wanted to come forward and use that to start talking about the really hard issues, and it totally sideswiped by some asshole kid. And, you know, there was so much, it took everything out of it. Like, it took so much more away than you can talk about in some think piece about why we should feel sorry for some bitchy little kid. No.
Yeah.
You know,
that really took a wild turn.
More than that day. It was gross. And it's like, there's so much more we're not talking about that was lost there. And I keep looking for that tweet, and I'm going to find it. And I want to, you know, amplify her voice more. And I want to just keep amplifying people's voices.
Well, again, that's Twitter at its best. I mean, as much a sucker as the next guy for a cute cat video or somebody tromping through the snow or whatever. But this is where Twitter really shines, I think.
It really does. And like I said, I would love to disengage, but honestly, I would miss these people that I've been following forever, you know?
Yeah.
Like I said, from all across the world, who are saying things that are so simple and beautiful and inclusive, and, you know, they don't have to be polite. They can be mad because they are mad, and they've been mad for centuries. And they're absolutely right to be mad.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean we can't listen, and that doesn't mean we can't try to feel that and do a much better job. Like, we don't even begin. And, you know, I have a lot of fears. Like, yeah, of course, in this upcoming election, I want Trump gone. I want him gone before that. But, like, are comfortable white Americans just going to let go of their resisting spirit and their changing spirit that they supposedly have now? I hope not.
Well, that's an example of course, the other side of the Twitterverse, what that guy does and how he does it. But again, I just think it's so, again, back to your point about listening, and I just think whether it's on Twitter or as a person or as an artist, musician, etc., listening is so critical everywhere you go, and it's the people who don't in any of those forms and others that often are talking the most and the loudest and are the least informed in doing so.
Yeah, it seems like every major issue, they never ask the person most effective. Like when they talk about sex workers and sex trafficking, they never talk to sex workers. They never ask them.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, they're just the person at the center of that universe. Why would you not include them?
Yeah.
It's such a gross oversight. And you know, you can give examples of that in every situation, which is awful.
Right, for sure, which is
why... I've felt left out before. I felt, like, invisible, and not in a way like that. Not in a way that I'll understand, but in a way that I can empathize and I can amplify if I can. Because, man, I don't want anyone to feel like that. And I don't want people to be in danger because they're left out. That's horrible.
Right. Well, it's having been through that and having felt bruised by that that makes you that much more sensitive to the other people in those kinds of situations, and then what makes you recommend people that maybe others should listen to or follow on Twitter, etc. And that's how, obviously, much more effective communication happens, and then hopefully some real change is affected as well.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, I would love to keep talking to you, but I do not want to end up in Rachel Flotard's doghouse, so I am going to...
Her doghouse is pretty soft and squishy.
Oh, is it? Okay, well, then I might ask one more lighter sort of Twitter-related question,
ahead.
Just and then deal with the wrath of Rachel at another time.
Yeah, but, she'll probably take your throat out.
Yeah, that's I'm concerned about. Yeah, so, okay. So, now, still on the topic of Twitter. Now, at law school, they teach you to never ask a question you don't know, already know the answer to, but I, of course, have not been to law school, so I'm going to ask a question. I have no idea what the outcome exactly will be. But on Twitter, after someone saw my tweet about looking forward to speaking with you, this person whose handle is Bucky Cat, I guess, said, ask her about the skyrocketing stardom of M. Crouton. So I think I kind of know from having gone to M. Crouton's feed what happens there. But what can you tell me about the skyrocketing stardom of M. Crouton?
I don't know if he's skyrocketing to stardom. He's just super cute.
Okay.
He's a fuzzy baby bull calf.
Yeah.
And he lives at my friend's barn.
Okay. I didn't know how close.
Trots around making cute little noises with his hooves and drinking milk out of a giant bottle and being friends with dogs and horses and goats.
Yeah. Well, he's just
a general soother.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. So I think maybe how we end this conversation is saying, on a whole different lighter note, here's a recommendation of somebody to follow at M. _ Crouton, Crouton, and that might help you feel better in some of your down days.
Just watch him. All kinds of other animals come in. He just comes over, makes cute little noises with his toes, like I said.
Yeah.
Sometimes he moves a little. Sometimes he frolics around. He's soothing.
Yeah.
And his best friend is a boxer puppy.
Nice.
It's gross.
That's great.
It's a good kind of gross.
Yeah. So, all right. So, Nico, thank you so much for your time. Of course, this is Nico Case. The album, most recent album, is Hell On. Doing a bunch of Florida dates, including the Orpheum February 1st. That's this Friday. And you can find out dates that might be near where you are at NicoCase.com and other cool information there as well. Nico, thank you so much. And, of course, obviously, follow her on Twitter. I guess that perhaps goes without saying at this point. Nico, thank you so much for making...
Thanks for having me, Duncan. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much for joining me today and making the time. It's really cool. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Me too.
All right. Again, our thanks to Nico Case, squeezing us in a busy tour schedule. Great chatting with her as always. Coming up at 11 on WMNF, it's Rob Loroy and Radioactivity, kicking off a 3-hour block of interviews, phone calls, news, and more, including in the noon hour midpoint with Nola Lale. Then at 1 p.m., John Gilmore presides over executive session. Then the music kicks back in at 2 p.m. with someone I'm not quite sure today who's hosting the All Souls edition of It's the Music in Scott's absence. And we have just at this point about reached the end of today's edition of Talking Animals on WMNF Tampa. Rob Loroy is indeed up next with Radioactivity. Next week, alongside my friend and longtime pitching partner, Laura Taylor, I will be raising money here on day one of the WMNF Winter Fun Drive. Please visit TalkingAnimals.net right now, or maybe later today, but hopefully today sometime, for quick, easy ways to support Talking Animals, WMNF, and me, and take a look at our exclusive thank you gifts for pledging on our behalf. I also invite you to visit TalkingAnimals.net generally for audio archives of every show we've ever broadcast. iTunes podcasts are available there too. There are also links to our Facebook page, our Twitter feed, and more. And of course, you can also follow me on Twitter. I have about 3 followers compared to Nico, but I'll get there eventually. You can also subscribe to our e-newsletter to find out about our guests a couple of days beforehand and other news from the Talking Animals world. That's all found at TalkingAnimals.net. I'm Duncan Strauss. Thanks very much for listening. Have a good week. Be kind to animals. Be kind to others. Be kind to yourself. Again, Hope you'll be right back here next Wednesday when we are raising money. If you can do something to help us before that, I got such a big goal in such a short time, $3,200 in 55 minutes. So anything you can do in between now and then, that would give me a running start. It would be greatly appreciated. If you like the show and like what we do here, that's a great way to say thanks, and I'll certainly say thanks in response. So again, this is Talking Animals on WMNF, Tampa, Brandon, Clearwater, Largo, Weekiwachee, and beyond, the last local radio. See you next Wednesday. NPR News headlines are next, followed by Rob Loray. Thanks so much.